While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This Thursday, May 9th, MLB Betting Picks edition of the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is live with $15 million in prizes. Sign up with MLB SGPN to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com. Make sure you guys use that promo code MLBSGPN. And we're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, and sweatshirts from all the old school teams that you love. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off your first order. Today, that's code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com. Welcome, everyone, to the MLB Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, May the 8th, here to get into the MLB betting picks for the seven-game schedule on Thursday. Shorter schedule, as it usually is on Thursdays, but we do have seven games. We have all pitchers listed. We have all lines available, and we'll get to every game like we do here on the MLB Gambling Podcast. But joining me here on this episode to help me break everything down, I got my guy here with me. It's Dylan Rockford. D-Rock, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. A little nervous tonight. Game two at the Garden, but I'm doing well. It's always a really good day when the sun's out, and we always got day baseball. So we're off to a really good start here. How you doing?
Yeah, I can't complain, man. It's been a pretty good day thus far. I had the Padres on the money line. Dylan Cease was an absolute monster today against the Cubs, as he has been in his career. So that one got to the window fairly easy for me. So hopefully, I love Wednesdays and Thursdays, especially Wednesdays, because we have games that start super early and then they go all throughout the day and into the night. And it's like, we have like what? I know we have two doubleheaders today. I think one doubleheader for sure. Between the with the Rangers and the A's, but should be a fun day of baseball. As you also mentioned, your Knicks in action tonight for game two against the Pacers. So got some.
Has your volume increased since, you know, NBA is coming to an end in baseball? Because I see I get that question asked a lot, but I kind of start out the gate kind of slow, and then after like a month and a good sample size, I kind of picked up the pace a little bit.
100% right there. You nailed it. I usually take like the first month, April, to gather the data points, look at how some of these pitchers are looking like. I usually like to get a sample of at least like a 50-50 split for these pitchers for home and road starts. Obviously, I know some pitchers are going to have more road starts and some will have more home starts, just how their schedule pans out. But yeah, I usually start turning it up right around this time for MLB because we have more data and things to look at as well. So yeah, yeah, right there with you that this is where we start really grinding up and increasing volume, as we say, for MLB betting. And hopefully that starts here on this weekend card, and which is starting on Thursday here, D-Rock. So let's get into it, my man. Early afternoon games, and we have games throughout the day. We'll start with the first one on the schedule here. Let's go over to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. Slade Ciccone getting the start here for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it'll be Hunter Green on the mound here for the Cincinnati Reds. Reds are a minus 122 home favorite, plus 102 on the money line for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Total is set at 9 in this game here. D-Rock, what are your thoughts on D-backs, Reds?
Yeah, interesting game here. I did make the Rays, a minus 140 favorite with Hunter Green on the mound. But to be honest, the way the Reds have been playing, they look kind of broken. I don't feel comfortable backing them until they've kind of turned it around. 2-8 their last 10. They've lost 6 in a row. Offensively, they don't look good. Green has pitched okay at home, but the Reds have literally lost every single game he started. So home and on the road. So I do think we could see some runs here. I made my total 9.6. So I guess slight lean towards the over. We'll have 10 mile an hour winds blowing out tomorrow afternoon. And we all know Great American Ballpark is a hitter's ballpark. So don't trust either pitcher. Two bad bullpens. If we could get a plus 140 or better, I doubt we'll get that high with the snakes. I think there's value there. But for the show, I do lean over. Like I said, I made my total 9.6. So I think we'll see some runs here.
Yeah, Hunter Green has, I mean, he's been pretty good this season. I mean, he had one, his first start of the season was really bad, but that was when the Brewers were absolutely raking, gave up 6 earned runs in 6 innings. The other bad start, I guess you could say, was against the Phillies. We allowed 4 earned runs over 7 innings pitched, but he's put together back-to-back brilliant starts against the Orioles and the Rangers. And I mean, you mentioned, right, the bats are really struggling. You take a look at the 4 losses that the Reds have taken when Hunter Green has started. They've combined to score 3 runs in those 4 starts that he's made, outside of the one game that he did win, which was against the Texas Rangers. So until these bats really do wake up for the Cincinnati Reds, I know, you know, like you mentioned, it is going to be hitting conditions tomorrow. I need to see it before I can get behind him. But I think at least for Hunter Green, I think he can go along well in this game. Building off of the last 2 starts that he did make against the Rangers and the Orioles, the walks are a little bit of a concern for him. I think that's something that we talked a lot about last season. The strikeout numbers aren't quite there as they were last season. I don't know, maybe it's just that there's more, you know, the scouting reports is now there for Hunter Green and you know, things like that. And maybe Peter just trying to pick up on what he's throwing out there. But I'd lean with the Reds here. One of these games will break out and see runs. It could possibly be this game. I really didn't have a whole level feel for this game, but with afternoon, if it is warmer temperatures, winds blowing out, you could possibly see runs in this game here. So couldn't talk you off of that. Next game on the schedule, we'll go over to another 1:10 Eastern start. We've got the Seattle Mariners. They are in Minnesota to take on the Twins here. I'm currently seeing Logan Gilbert getting the start here for the Seattle Mariners. It'll be Pablo Lopez for the Minnesota Twins. Twins are a minus 130 home favorite in this game. Plus 110 on the money line for the Seattle Mariners. Total is set at 7 in this game here, D-Rock. A pretty good pitching matchup here between Gilbert and Lopez.
Yeah, really good matchup. I do think the Twins deserve to be the favorite at home, you know, based on how they've been playing. But I only made them a minus 105 favorite. This Mariners team has really turned it around, especially with their ace, Logan Gilbert. And I think they're live here. I'll take the plus 110. Like I said, I only made the Twins a minus 105 favorite. Gilbert, he's been lights out on the road this season. Only 5 runs given up in 27 and 2/3 innings. Walks can be an issue, but the Twins don't really draw too many walks. six plus strikeouts in every start on the road. I think he'll do a good job limiting the bats of the Twins. He gets a lot of ground balls, and I just trust the Mariners a little more in this spot with Gilbert pitching. I think they're the more grittier team. We saw it last night fighting back to get the win. So as long as we're getting anything above a plus 105 with the Mariners, which we are, I think we'll see a lower scoring game. I made my total 7.1. So I'm going to take a shot here with the dog.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Logan Gilbert has been absolutely fantastic this season. Hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any of his starts this season. In fact, he's allowed one earned run or less in four of the five starts that he has made this season for the Seattle Mariners team. Very Cy Young-esque right now for Logan Gilbert. On the road, he's made four starts. He's 2-0 with a 1.61 ERA in those starts. And he's absolutely been fantastic historically against the Twins as well. Three career appearances, including one last season, 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA, 18 strikeouts in those starts. You look at the other side, Pablo Lopez. I mean, we know he's a strikeout guy for the Minnesota Twins. Having a pretty good season himself, 3-2 with a 4.30 ERA. Did have two back-to-back bad starts, which was against the Angels and the White Sox, which is a little bit concerning, but bounced back nicely against the Red Sox in his last start last Saturday. Six innings, he only had one earned run, eight strikeouts in that game. So I do think expect this to be a pitching battle between these two teams. When I look at the first five under, I couldn't talk you off of that, but I'm 100% with Dylan here on the Mariners. I do see a 7.5 right now. Or sorry, that's for today's game later on. Let me double check on. Yeah, I see sevens out there for the total. I wish we had a 7.5. I would take the under on that, but I definitely will be on the Mariners plus the money here, plus 110 on the money line against the Twins. Getting over to the next game on the schedule, we have a 3:10 Eastern start. The San Francisco Giants, they are in Coors Field to take on the Rockies in this game. Currently seeing Keaton Wynn is going to get the start here for the San Francisco Giants, and it'll be Cal Quantrill on the mound here for the Rockies. Rockies are a plus 136 home underdog. Minus 162 on the money line for the San Francisco Giants. Total is set at 9.5 in this game here, D-Rock. Giants and the Rockies. What are you thinking?
Yeah, two bad teams here. I do think the Giants will eventually turn it around, but as of right now, they're not playing well. Neither are the Rockies. I don't feel comfortable backing either side in this game. I did make the Giants a minus 150 favorite on the road, but rather attack the total. I made my total 11.4 with Cal Quantrill and Keaton Wan on the mound. So, you know, Wynn couldn't even get out of the first inning in his last start. In general, he hasn't done the best on the road. And for Cal Quantrill, outside of his last start, you know, he hasn't been that bad, but still not backable in my eyes. I think he, you know, he caught the Pirates in a good spot where they've kind of been on a regression tour a little bit. So, you know, both pitchers, I really don't want to back. And the Rockies and Giants, two worst bullpens in the National League. So when they're out, I think the bullpen will give up a bunch of runs here. We've been seeing a lot of overs in baseball the past few days. It is getting warmer out, so the ball is traveling more. So in altitude, I think we could get a shootout here. So I'm seeing 9.5s out there. Yeah, like I said, I made my total 11.4. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I feel like this number was a little low for these two pitchers, especially with Cal Quantrill on the mound. Coming off of the best start of his season, 7 2/3 innings, three hits allowed only to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nine strikeouts. We know how bad the Pirates have been, but I do think the Giants would get to Cal Quantrill here. I'm not going to put my money on him, but I would agree with you about the over in this game. I remember last time we see a 9.5 at Coors Field.
I know.
It's typically like a standard 10 when you know, they're at home here. So maybe some value. I think this is probably, you know, by the time it comes to the morning of on Thursday morning, we'll probably see this at 10 between these two teams. DraftKings right now has a 9.5. Let's see here. Let's do FanDuel. Probably has the same number as well. Yeah, they have a 9.5 juice towards the over as well. So definitely keep an eye out for the total in this game.
Munoff, real quick, not to backtrack, but the Mariners and Twins, Matty DM 55 said he got a 7.5. A little chalky at minus 140, but over on ESPN Bet if they have that in your state.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. 7.5. Definitely would love that for that game between the Twins and the Mariners. Let's go to the next game here, D-Rock. We've got the Astros. They are in Yankee Stadium to take on the Yankees in this Game two, I believe, of this series. We have Ronel Blanco on the mound here for the Houston Astros, and Marcus Stroman getting the start here for the New York Yankees. Yankees are a minus 130 home favorite, plus 110 on the money line for the Astros. Total is set at 9 in this game here, D-Rock. I know you were out at Yankee Stadium yesterday.
Yeah.
Absolute shellacking by the Yankees on the Astros. But what do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, it was a nice day. Took my dad for his birthday to see the Yankees. And he was so happy. He was just like, oh, you know, he's from the Bronx going back home. And he was just like, oh, we're going to go see Verlander. I was like, yeah, it should be a good game. And he did not show out. I got the Yankees here at home, minus 130. I made him a minus 145 favorite. Like I said, you know, even with Verlander on the mound, the Yankees lineup is really difficult, you know, even for a guy like Verlander and now Blanco. It doesn't help that the Astros bullpen hasn't been good either. After thinking that was one of their strong suits coming into this season, they haven't looked good either. Yankees hit righties extremely well. Juan Soto is beloved in New York. He is just raking the ball right now, hitting 329 on the season. Honestly, 1-9 are just tough outs for this Yankee club. Astros don't play well on the road, and we've seen Stroman go against this Astro lineup in the opening weekend. He went 6 scoreless innings, only gave up 4 hits. Yankees got the win. I just see a similar result playing. Yankees, they're just locked in right now. They've won 5 in a row. Anything under a minus 145, I'm going to take the Yankees. So minus 130, I think we're getting a good price.
Yeah, these two pitchers, well, the one concern I really do have is that they give up a lot of walks. You take a look at Stroman, back-to-back starts. He's allowed 5 walks each. Gave up to the Tigers 5. Gave to the Brewers 5. Tigers weren't able to really do anything with it. But against the Brewers, he did allow 4 earned runs, but it really didn't matter because the Yankees in that game put up 15 runs for him. Blanco by far has been the best pitcher for the Astros. It's not even a conversation.
Yeah.
The walks are also conservative, like I mentioned. He's at least 2 walks in all 5 starts that he's made. 29 strikeouts of 14 walks. Not great there. He's allowed at least 2 earned runs in 4 straight starts as well. I think this might be another game where we could see some runs being scored. I couldn't bet on the Astros full game here. Like you mentioned, this bullpen has been absolutely terrible. If you're going to back the Astros, and if you really want to, I would look at him in the first 5 innings, but I could see some runs being put up in the first 5 innings with these two pitchers, especially the walks that they do give up. And hopefully I think both teams can capitalize on that against these two pitchers. So first 5 over 5 would probably be the number that if you want to look at the Yankees full game, I couldn't talk you off of that. Just I can't put my money on the Astros right now. I don't know if I will be until they really do turn it around here. And it looks like that might be later than sooner for this Astros team right now. All right, D-Rock, before we get over to the next game on the schedule, let me tell everyone about our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Hey, look, the NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants you to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick-up game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. New customers can get a pick'em special in the lobby when they sign up, and Underdog will also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And like I mentioned, Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So sign up with the promo code MLBSGPN to claim your special pick, plus a first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Again, offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com. Make sure you use our promo code MLBSGPN. All right, D-Rock, let's keep it rolling here, my man. Next game on the schedule, a battle of 2 AL Central teams. We got the Cleveland Guardians. They are in Chicago to take on the White Sox in this game. I am seeing Ben Lively getting the start here for the Guardians, and it'll be Eric Fetty on the mound here for the White Sox. Guardians are a minus 148 road favorite here, plus 124 on the money line for the White Sox. Total is set at 8 in this game here. D-Rock, what are your thoughts on this game between the Guardians and the White Sox?
Yeah, I'll keep this one short and sweet. We're still fading the White Sox here. Minus 162 I saw on the money line for the Guardians. Isn't a terrible price on the money line if you don't mind laying some juice. I made him a minus 165 favorite, but as long as we're able to get some plus money on the run line here for the Guardians, I think that's where I'll go. I see a plus 104 over on FanDuel, so that's where I'll take. You know, Ben Lively, he's looked solid in his four starts. He's only given up two runs once, five-plus Ks in every start, and he's given the Guardians good length as well. I can't say the same about – oh, you said it's Eric Fetty. I thought it was going to be Brad Keller, but regardless, you know, he hasn't looked terrible either, but the White Sox – they're just not a good team at home. And they only have five wins at home. So Fetty, he walks some guys as well. Guardians, they're just a much better team. They have a better lineup, better bullpen. You know, I just think they're going to rout the White Sox here. So -1.5, as long as you're able to get plus money here for the Guardians.
Yeah, I mean, Fetty's really been their best pitcher. I know he's coming off one of the or the worst start of the season after looking so good over his previous three starts against the Cardinals. 4 1/3 inning, he allowed 5 earned runs, also gave up 5 walks in that game, only 4 hits. But again, that was a game where the Cardinals weren't able to take advantage of those walks that he did allow to the St. Louis Cardinals. But you mentioned, right, Ben Lively has been absolutely fantastic for this Cleveland Guardians lineup and pitching rotation, I should say. Last season, it was a guy that we were really fading because he wasn't really good, but looked like he's found his form here with the Cleveland Guardians. He hasn't allowed, like you said, more than 2 earned runs in any of his appearances and the 4 starts that he's made. He hasn't allowed more than 5 hits either. So I think that's really impressive stuff right now for Ben Lively. So, I mean, if you want to look at the run line here, get you some plus odds on the White Sox. Slight plus money over on FanDuel. It's at plus 102. Definitely shop around. You get the best number. But you get all 9 at-bats with the Guardians being on the road here. Maybe we start seeing Eric Fetty regress you know, in a bad way after the start that he did have to the season here. So I could only look at the Guardians as well in this matchup between these two teams. Another 7:40 Eastern start. We've got the St. Louis Cardinals. They are in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. Lance Lynn getting the start here for the Cardinals. It'll be Tobias Myers getting the start here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers are a slight home favorite here at minus 118. Minus 102 on the money line for the St. Louis Cardinals. Total is set at 8.5 in this game here. D-Rock, what are your thoughts on this game? Cardinals, Brewers.
Yeah, slight lean toward the Cardinals. First 5+0.5 run. I actually like what I've seen from Lance Lynn, especially on the road. You know, the Cardinals 2-1 in his 3 starts on the road against the A's, which we could all agree they've been better than most expected. The Mets and the Dodgers, only 2 runs given up in 17 innings on the road. I think the Cardinals are alive here, especially in the first 5 where, you know, Lynn is on the mound. Brewers, they had a nice win on Tuesday night, but they've kind of regressed as of late, especially with their offense. They've kind of disappeared, especially today. They only put up 2 runs. So Tobias Myers isn't really a guy I want to back either. Brewers, they've lost every start he's made. He's given up a home run in each of his start as well. So maybe look towards a home run prop for one of the guys on the Cardinals. I just think this is going to be a bad spot for him. The Brewers, you know, they could fight back and win the game. But in the first 5 innings, I think when Lynn is on the mound, Cardinals could keep this one or even have it tied going into the 6th. So depending on the number, I'll probably look towards the Cardinals first 5+0.5.
Yeah, instead of asking if I know this game was postponed today, I didn't see anything about it being rescheduled to tomorrow. Maybe they do like a doubleheader later in the season, but let me see if
I'll double check real quick for you. Okay. I know it did get rained out for today against the Mets, but you know, the way traveling is, yeah, they're not going to make it up tomorrow. It's probably at a later date when the Mets go back to St. Louis.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking as well. So maybe they push Sonny Gray back. So it already says it'll be made up on Monday, yeah. August the 5th.
Yeah, exactly.
At Busch Stadium. So, I think maybe they give Sonny Gray an extra day off, which I think it's not a bad idea, especially yeah. Getting him some rest. And he's been the absolute ace for this Cardinals rotation. But Yeah, I mean, look, you mentioned it with Tobias Harris. Tobias, I knew I was going to do that one time this season.
I was going to do that too.
I knew I was going to do it one time this season.
Thank Tobias God he's going to be off of Philly.
The back-to-back starts, he's allowed 4 earned runs, and you mentioned, right, the home runs that he's given it up. 2 home runs each in his last 2 starts. So I think that if, you know, Lance Lynn's able to go along well like he has on the road, like you mentioned, D-Rock, that I think there's an opportunity for the Cardinals, whether you want to take them full game or within the first 5. I couldn't talk you off of that, especially, you know, with the way, like I mentioned, Myers has been pitching. He also gave up 4 walks his last start to the Cubs there as well. And they've lost all 3 starts that, you know, Tobias Myers has made for this Brewers team. And after the hot start the Brewers did get off, they've kind of cooled off a little bit, to say the least. But I think it's an opportunity for the Cardinals with Lance Lynn. First 5 money line, or if you want to take a look at their team total in the first 5, if your book does offer that, I think that he can give up the runs again here, does Tobias Myers.
That was the best. That was the best.
I knew I was going to do it one time this season. I knew it. I even remember last time we were talking about, I was like, you know, I got to make sure I say Tobias Myers' name.
Getting eaten up in the comments too, YouTube capper, Maddie.
YouTube capper's just after me, man. All right. Got a couple games left here, D-Rock, but before we get in to those last couple games here for the Thursday card, hey, the newest sponsor over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, that's Royal Retros. Looking to prove that you know ball, what a better way than to showcase your old school fandom than with some old school gear from a classic team. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts, and more from the vintage sports leagues and teams that you know and love. The Dirty Bird, the original, the Orange Crush, or the Sack Exchange all make the for sick jerseys for real fans. I saw a Houston Gamblers jacket on there that looked real nice, and it was a real affordable price as well. But hey, if you're listening to us here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, we got a promo code that you guys can use on the website. That's SGPN for 10% off of your order today. That's code SGPN at royalretros.com to take 10% off of your order today.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, D-Rock, a couple games left here on the Thursday card. Let's go over to actually the last game on the card here. It's going to be a 9:38 Eastern start. The Kansas City Royals, they are in Anaheim to take on the Angels. Michael Wacha getting the start here for the Royals, and it'll be Reed Detmers getting the start here for the LA Angels. Pretty even on the books here. The Royals are a very, very slight favorite on DraftKings right now at minus 112. Minus 108 on the money line for the Angels here. Total is set at 8.5 in this game here, D-Rock. What are your thoughts on the Royals and the Angels?
Yeah, first time for everything, Munoz. This could be the first time this season I'll be back in the Halos. Give me them on the money line straight up. I got a minus 104 earlier in the day. I actually made them a minus 120 favorite at home. It's going to be a travel spot here for the Royals. Playing today at home, then heading to California. Not the worst travel condition, but, you know, I do like this Royals team, but Michael Wacha on the road just isn't someone I want to back. The Royals, surprisingly, have lost every game he started on the road. 2+ runs given up in every start on the road. Walks are an issue as well. Now, Reed Detmers, on the other hand, he did start off the season pitching really well. The last three starts for him have been rough. Regardless, though, he gives you solid innings. No matter how bad he is going, he could give you 6-7 innings. And the Royals don't hit lefties all that well, just 232 on the year. Now, I do worry about the Angels bullpen being really bad, so that's kind of why I'm so hesitant backing the Halos. But maybe backing them in the first five innings would be better. But I do think this is a good spot for the Angels to keep the winning streak going. They've won two games in a row. This might backfire on me, but I will take a shot here with the home puppy here.
Excuse me. I couldn't talk you off, especially how bad the Royals have been against left-handed pitching. Just over the last 2 weeks, they are third worst WRC plus just at 35. You take a look at their team batting average over the last 2 weeks against left-handed pitching, 176. That's around the sixth worst in the entire MLB. OPS, they are the fourth worst at 491. WOBA, if that's a mad sense that you like looking at, third worst in the entire MLB against left-handed pitching here. And again, Michael Wacha has just been a shell of himself. Especially over his last couple starts. He's allowed a total of 11 earned runs in his last 9 2/3 innings pitched. And also a pitcher that's not getting a lot of run support as well from this Royals team. And now you expect him to get run support going up against left-handed pitching that the Royals are struggling against? I don't think so. Reed Detmers, you know, he's also coming off of two bad starts. But I think that he can really limit the bats here of the Royals here. So I'd agree with you about the Angels. I don't love it. Yeah. But if you're able to find something around even money or maybe even plus odds on the Angels, right now you could get a minus 104 right now. I think that would be the closest to even money on the Angels over on FanDuel. But yeah, I couldn't talk you off if you want to take the Angels in this game or not. All right. So that is the schedule for the Thursday card. Again, 7 games only on the schedule, but we went through all of them there, all the listed pitchers as well, which will lead us to our lock and dog for the Thursday card here. D-Rock, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, we'll start with my lock. I know Insano's in the chat talking about this is a Yankee pod. That's where I'm going to go. Give me the Yankees here, minus 130 on the money line. I just can't back the Astros here. Alex Bregman hasn't looked good. Altuve hasn't looked good. They all haven't looked good, and I really don't trust their bullpen right now. The Yankees, they're firing on all cylinders right now. They've won 5 in a row, and I just think they're a good spot here at home. So, like I said, anything under a minus 145, I'm going to take the Yankees as my lock. As my dog, I'm going to go out to Minnesota and take the Mariners. I only made the Twins a minus 105 favorite, getting a plus 110 with Logan Gilbert, with how good he's been on the road. Only 5 runs given up in 27 2/3 innings. I think we're going to see a lower scoring game here. I like the Mariners plus 110 as my dog.
There we go. All right. For my lock, I think it's going to be, I wish it was a 7.5 in that Mariners game, but I know the books are smarter than putting it at 7.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's a first 5 innings.
Do you get ESPN Bet down in Texas?
We don't get anything down here in Texas. We're going to be one of the last ones to be legalized here in Texas. You know what? I'll take the under in that game. I really do think this will be a pitcher's duel. We talked about how dominant Logan Gilbert has been. The Seattle Mariners bats are starting to come around a little bit. But I think that Pablo Lopez can, and again, the Mariners have been one of those teams this season that have been striking out at a very, very high volume. I'm trying to pull up the exact strikeout numbers, but Seattle number one in the entire league when it comes to team strikeout percentage at 28.2, only in front of teams like the Rockies, the Reds. So, and we have a strikeout pitcher in Pablo Lopez. I think that he can really limit the bats of the Mariners. And like we talked about with Logan Gilbert, how great he's been. I think this still gets under the total of 7. So I expect something like a 3-2, 4-1, something that gets under this number. But I do think offense will be really, really limited in this game with these two pitchers, especially with the early day start here between these. So I'll take the under 7 as my lock. For my dog, the Guardians run line, the market has caught up to that because right now that's only at a plus 106 run line price right now. I think for me, and it's not even a plus price on the St. Louis Cardinals, and I hate to give it out because it's not a plus price, but that's really the only one that I'm liking right now. I would probably, when it is posted, because I don't want to give out anything else that I don't like, take the Cardinals on the first 5 innings run line. That'll get you a plus price there because I'm pretty sure that first 5 innings money line will probably be around even money, and you'll get a nice plus price on the Cardinals minus half a run in the first 5 innings. We talked about Tobias Myers, aka Tobias Harris, on the mound here for the Brewers. He's just been absolutely atrocious thus far this season for this Brewers team. And he, like I mentioned, he's coming off of 2 starts where he's allowed 4 earned runs each in both of those starts. Home runs are a concern as well. Weather's not going to be a factor. So maybe you see somebody in that Cardinals lineup, whether it is Goldschmidt, maybe it is Arenado, maybe it's another one of the bats that do take him yard, and that could be the difference within those first 5 innings. So I'll lay the run line in the first 5 innings with the Cardinals, with Lance Lynn, and really just fading Tobias Myers and Tobias Harris in this game here as well. All right. That's going to do it, man. Short episode here, but only 7 games on the card. But definitely, I think we found some winners here, D-Rock. Anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
No, we just need a big win. I will say YouTube Capper, he does a really good job. I know he just created the website, themoneyballer.com. It has helped me a lot as well. He puts out the trends as well to watch. So really informative. So I just wanted to give him his flowers and a little shout out as well. But yeah, other than that.
Don't inflate his ego. Don't. Oh. I'm not going to hear about it later.
Okay. But other than that. We need a big win. I know. Are you rooting for my Knicks, man? What's the deal here?
I have a big series price ticket on them to win this series. So, yes, I'm definitely rooting for them.
All right. Yeah. The Legends will be in the house.
Game 2 on. Yeah. They're always. I mean, if there's ever a game that you want to attend at Madison Square Garden, it's like right now. Well, not. Yeah. Like right now, where the stars going to be out there because this team has been so good in the playoffs thus far. So, I can only see them getting further. But no, going back to your point about UCapper and their website, yeah, I mean, absolutely great stuff that they put together. Check it out, themoneyballer.com. It's free right now, but they put up a lot of great stats, trends, matchup, head-to-head matchups, whether it's NBA, whether it's MLB. It's free to sign up right now, so just make yourself an account and get all that information. It's really your one-stop shop for everything that you do need for these pitching matchups and for the NBA as well. I know they're working on NFL for the upcoming season as well. And I know they also, UCapper does a lot of WNBA stuff as well. So make sure you guys check them out over there, themoneyballer.com. All right. We'll be back tomorrow for the MLB Gambling Podcast in some form or fashion. So look out for us then. Make sure you guys follow D-Rock on Twitter at Rock with 2Ks24. You can follow me there as well at SportsNerd824. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.